This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Brisky,
featuring former FBI special agent and chief of the Counterintelligence Behavioral Analysis Program, Robin Dreek.
Donna Adelson setting the date on her calendar for September 30th. She's etching it into the wall right now in Sharpie in her jail cell. Of course, she's being charged in connection with the death of her former son-in-law and her son Charlie, already been convicted of the murder of his former brother-in-law, Dan Markle, him serving his sentence. It's very interesting that I think that it's going to trial, in my opinion, with no plea deal whatsoever. That's what was brought up in court. The defense and prosecutors saying that they have no plans to offer a plea agreement to Donna Adelson. I guess, why not at this point? why you know, keep wasting the money?
Tony, I love the cases we cover, Tony, because it makes you go, huh?
Yeah.
You know, every week it's another, huh?
Yeah.
And in researching this, because what we've seen presented, you know, in the media on her in this case, it seemed, from my impression, my first impression, what I saw was, you know, she's involved. Sounds like she might be an outlier. It's going to be a challenge. You know, my mind, it was going to be a challenge to directly link her in some way to this, although probably, you know, so it's a lot of, we'll see.
Yeah.
And so when I researched, you know, why aren't plea deals offered, and they're not offered in all cases, guaranteed. Generally, here's a statement I got back on this one. When the evidence, when the evidence is convincing and overwhelming, and it's worth the effort. So apparently, from my guesstimate on this, why no plea deal? And it kind of almost, when you read the statements by prosecution, was that it wasn't even a consideration.
Mm-hmm.
So that to me says they got a solid case.
Yeah, we're just going to go in here. This is going to be said and done. Obviously, they got Charlie pretty quick. If you listen to the phone calls between Charlie and Donna, between the point of him getting convicted of the crime and then her being arrested, it's like 30 some hours of phone calls. And I have not listened to all of them. It'd be virtually impossible to do so. Right. But what I have heard of that, it certainly does not sound like an innocent woman or someone who had no knowledge of anything that was going on. I don't think she walks right up to saying, you know, remember when I gave you the money to go kill him or something of that nature. But it's like right up to insinuating and then all immediately down to how everyone is persecuting them. It's the bubble of narcissism in this family and they all kind of feed off of it.
Right. And that's why having done exactly what you did, you know, talking about this together with that content that we've seen from those phone calls, I was right on that, you know, I do my little thing, right?
You know,
right on that bubble of, yes, but it's going to be a little bit of a stretch. We got to have some, you know, we got to have some pushing here to kind of see it. But by not offering a plea deal, my guesstimate on this is there's a lot more solid things there that obviously we're not seeing yet. And so I think they have the evidence on it if they're not going for a plea deal.
Do you think, when they have this solid of evidence on this, supposedly, we still haven't seen Harvey be arrested. He was right there at the airport with her, ready to hop on that plane. Again, that could be a case again of cognitive dissonance. If he knew that there was this bad behavior going on and I'm just going to stay over here and, you know, Tiger Mom over here is going to do the crazy stuff, you know, or he did have something. And then there's Wendy as well, which we still no charges whatsoever. But again, you watch some of that testimony, you listen to some of those phone calls, you listen to, you know, what's been said and you kind of go, I wonder how involved you might be as well. Do you think we're going to see this continue on? Or are they just kind of striking down one by one at this point?
Yeah, it's going to be fascinating to watch. I don't know. You know, she seems to be at the spoke of the hub of the entire network.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like you said, kind of like with the Huerman case, you know, you get that cognitive dissonance going because you're slowly being boiled as that frog in that water, as I keep saying. And this becomes very normal behavior for your family until one day it's like, oh my God, you hired a hitman. Mm-hmm. I mean, so it's going to come down to what prosecution can find and convict someone of, what exacting evidence they can prove wasn't just conjecture or something like that. So they might be going down the road of one at a time on all these people. So we'll see. It'll be interesting.
Yeah. Just let one incriminate the next.
Yeah. And that, I think, so that might be part of the strategy as well. That's why it's going to be interesting, like how they have such convincing evidence against her. Maybe the son turned, maybe he flipped, maybe he's like going to testify against, so if you get one going against another and you start unraveling and all this internal family strife that they might have been suppressing, their own hatred towards someone was suppressed because of fear. Mm-hmm. If you alleviate fear and you make someone feel safe, it's pretty amazing what kind of information might start flowing. So if they've done a good job of making people feel safe, that might be the real straw that broke the back in this whole case.
Sick of the ads?
We are too.
Start listening with no commercials now and get access to all of our episodes in advance of everyone else.
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
True Crime Today Premium Plus.
Sign up now.